377 at the bottom, Tzadik Vav on top. Okay, we're three lines from the end of the page. Okay, 377 at the bottom, Tzadik Vav on top, three lines from the end of the page. The last thing we started, the Alter Rebbe is explaining the pasuk that says, Yaakov chavon nachalos, Yaakov is the rope of God's inheritance. And he said, what's the uniqueness of a rope? When you pull it down, the top also goes down, right? So he says like this, Koch ha-mamish, three lines in the end of the page. So it is also, b'sheirish nishmas ha-adam, in the source of the nisham of a person, u'mekeir and its source. In the hay tata, in the lower hay of Hashem's name, I'll explain in a second, u'mamsh, what? 377 at the bottom, we're almost done with it. U'mamshuch u'meirid hashpa'asa, he brings down in his sustenance of doing evil, of Hadoim through his bad actions, umachshaveisav or his evil thoughts. Atech hechalas asitrach and kaviyachol. Let me explain this like this. The Alter Rebbe explained before that the last hey of Hashem's name, yudkei vavkei, the last hey of Hashem's name is the level of speech. Okay, everything in the world was created with malchus, which is the second hey of Hashem's name. In addition to that, the Alter Rebbe says, where does a neshama come from? Not speech of Hashem, but Hashem blew. Okay? But he says, hey, the second hey is not only the source of speech, it's the source of blowing, because hey is hevel, air, which is the source of blowing and talking. So therefore, where is the source of the Jewish neshama in God's name that comes into the body? It's the letter hey. Okay, now, our source is the letter hey, and now we have a rope of the neshama coming into the body, correct? So it originates, the top of the rope is the hey of Hashem's name, Yaakov Chavon Nachlosei, and the bottom of the rope is the neshama in the body. Now, it's understood that when you schlep the bottom down, the top goes with it. Right? So if this neshama, which originates in the second hay of Hashem's name, and there from there it comes into the body, and now the body is sinning in thought, speech, or action. So what are they actually doing? They're dragging God down into evil with them. And that's the concept of what we learned before. But the Gemara says, when a Jew sins, they cause the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence, to go into exile. And here the Alter Rebbe is explaining, why do our actions cause the Shekhinah to go into Golus? Because the Jew is connected to that level of hey, the second hey of Hashem's name, which is Shekhinah. And when we go down, we schlep it down. So where does hey of Hashem's name end up? In total evil. Therefore, the Alter Rebbe is leading up to the point. So what's tshuva? Toshuv hey, to bring back that hey of Hashem's name that you dragged into, as they say in Yiddish, blotter, into mud, you're bringing, toshuv hey is bringing that back to Hashem. So the Alter Rebbe is actually explaining what happens when a person sins. Because we are so connected to Hashem, that we are at the rope of Hashem's inheritance, and we originate in the hey of Hashem's name, so we go down, we drag it down too. And therefore Hashem is an evil. Therefore we need to return not only our neshama, right, by doing tshuva, we need to bring back the hay of Hashem's name back to the name of Hashem. Because it got lost. Okay, top of 379 or 192. Why would we drag it down to evil? Because when a person does evil, remember we just learned last week, when you do holiness, at that moment you live from Kedusha. When you do evil, we live from evil. And he said the person has a free choice. He said before, like we learned last week, the person has Adam Bubal Bechira, the person has free choice, to live from Kedusha or to live from evil. So when you do evil, we choose that moment to live from evil. So therefore, when we live from evil, we drag Hashem down into evil. And because he's the one that brings, now the Rebbe says, not only do you bring Shekhinah down into evil, you get the prime place of it, because you are the one that did it. Just like in Kedusha, when you bring holiness into the world, you get a big part of it because you did it. When you bring Hashem into evil, you get a big part of that also because you were the one that did it. What?
Is there a danger, so to speak, of man thinking that he has such power over Hashem in a certain sense? Does that make sense?
No, if anything, it gives strength and vitality and excitement to know what we can accomplish. Why is it dangerous? On the contrary.
Don't we want to think, though, and feel that...
Do you want to think you're good or you're bad?
Of course I want to think I'm good,
okay,
but...
Okay, so 1 minute. Does a person want to think... Is it healthy for a person to think they're a nobody or they're powerful?
Of course powerful.
Okay, now. The power that a Jew has is beneficial for them. Meaning, I know that I can either bring God into the world... Or drag God into evil. And God can't do that. Only I could do that. And you could do it, and you could do it, and he could do it. But what, as far as I'm concerned, I can do an Aveda and schlep and drag him down into evil. Or I can bring Kedusha into the world. It's up to me.
And that doesn't take away from the fact that Hashem is all powerful. You know what I'm saying?
He gave us the power. Why are we all powerful like that?
Hashem wants us to be a partner.
Because Hashem gave it to us. It doesn't have to be that way. Really, if you think about it, Hashem could have set up the world in a way that we're worthless. Whatever we do really doesn't matter. Then why in the world did he create a world?
Sharing his power.
Hashem says, I created the world for a mission. Dira b'tachtayinim. Right? To be revealed down here, which is ultimately Mashiach. You are the ones that are going to do it. We are the chosen nation. The Goyim can't do this. The Jews are the chosen nation, with all the anti-Semitism out there. We are the chosen nation, and we have the ability to bring it good into the world or to bring bad into the world. And that's how powerful we are. And when you really realize how powerful you are, and you use your brain a little bit, and you realize the mind controls the heart, so then you realize... that I have that power that Hashem gave, and only because Hashem gave me. So I'm not in the ego trip. So, oh, look how great I am. You're great because Hashem said you could do it. Not us. Hashem said you could do it. So that causes a person to make a decision to do right things. It's not danger, on the contrary. It's extremely healthy. Self-confidence is extremely healthy. The worst thing somebody could do to anybody is knock their self-confidence. What's wrong?
Because on one hand we say, like, especially Rosh Hashanah time, how Hashem is all powerful and
He is.
With, like, you know, a grass and a this and the
we are, we are nothing. But we are something because Hashem made us something. In other words, essentially we are nothing, but Hashem gave us the power with the neshama to be able to do it. But it's not my doing. This is what Chazal say, that ein b'yodeinu, that's not within our hands, the reason, or shalvas rishon, why the wicked are powerful, and the tzaddikim are weak. We don't understand it. What does it mean? B'yodeinu dafke in our hands. When? Ach, bizmana golus, in the time of exile, ach, rechubin, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. What are we saying? It's not in our hand. Meaning, now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't understand. And that's the whole concept of golus, hashchina kaviyochu. This is the whole concept of Hashem going into exile. Who gets Hashem in golus? Only we do. Mipnecha to'enu. Because of our sins, we're driven out of the land. Only we have in the time of Golos the ability to sustain evil, asher son and nafshi yisbarach that Hashem hates. We, and this, you can imagine the chutzpah, Hashem hates evil. Okay, and he only created it because good needs to be good. In order for good to be good, you need to be able to do evil. But the bottom line of it is that we have the ability to bring Hashem into evil. Only us. Now, so what's tshuva? Tshuva means to return. Remember, we learned returning, not regret. Or it means returning, not repentance. Returning. So now we dragged Hashem into evil. So now we can bring him back up through tshuva. Sha'adam aisa tshuva nechena. Therefore, when a person does proper tshuva, as I misalak mehem hashpa, then you take away the source of sustenance of evil that you brought into the world. Shehim shech b'maisa v'machshaveisov, that you brought down through your actions or your thoughts. Why? Ki b'tshuvase, because when you do tshuva, machzer hashpa sashchina l'mkeima, you bring the shechina back to where it was. It's like a spring, by the way. Alokus is like a spring. You sin, you drag him down. The second you stop sinning, he springs back up. We learned a while ago, some Chassidic explains this in Derech Mitzvah, it's been mentioned in other places in Chassidus also. In Tehillim, David HaMelech says, Chatasin Dadi Samid, my sin is always opposite me. Which implies there is an entity of a sin. Okay? Now, it's self-understood without what Dalt Rebbe is explaining here in Tanya. Sinning creates an entity of a sin. So what does tshuva got to do? Get rid of it. You got to get rid of it. Right? Now, how do we create this entity of sin? So the Samach Tzedek explains very simply. Somebody, let's say, eats not kosher food. There's two parts of the sin. There's the action, the eating. And there's the enjoyment of it. If you didn't enjoy it, you wouldn't eat it. Unless you're doing it to spite, and then the spite is the enjoyment. But you're not going to eat tray for food if you didn't enjoy it. Okay? So there's two parts to every sin. The action of the sin and the enjoyment of the sin. The action of the sin creates the body of the sin. Action creates body. The enjoyment of the sin creates the soul of the sin. Okay? So now when a person did an Aveda, they created an entity of a sin that has a body and a soul. Your action created a body of the evil, of the sin, and then you created the soul of the sin. So what's tshuva? You gotta get rid of it. You have to get rid of the soul, and you have to get rid of the body. Correct? Therefore, there's two parts to tshuva. Only two parts of tshuva. Regret and confession. Regret means I'm sorry for what I did. That removes the soul of the sin. And verbal confession, the Gemara says, Akima svasav hava maisa, verbal articulation is considered an action. So therefore, when I verbally confess the sin, you know, Hashamnu, Al-Chet, or whatever it is, that gets rid of the body of the sin. Here the Alter Rebbe is talking, when I sin, I drag godliness into evil. Therefore, what's tshuva? Bringing him back up. It's really the same thing as the other thing. It says you create an entity of a sin, meaning you drag Hashem into evil. You want to get rid of it, you have to bring him back. That's tshuva. V'zehu toshuvei, that's what tshuva is, toshuvei, like you quoted before from the Zayin. What hey are we talking about? The second hey of Hashem's name, which is the source of speech, the source of blowing, from the level of galus, or k'mesha kosov, like the Pasuk says, that when the Jews will do tshuva, v'shav Hashem alokecha, eshvutcha, Hashem will return, those of you who return. Okay, and it doesn't say he'll bring back the people. It says Hashem will return. That means when you say I'm returning, mean I'm coming back with you. If you go back yourself, I'm not returning with you. What does the pasuk say? Because Veheishiv Leinamar El Veshav, meaning from there the Gemara learned out, by the way, the concept that the Shekhinah is in Golos. Because the pasuk doesn't say God will bring you back from Golos. Hashem says that He will return you from Golos, means He's coming back with us. Which means, by the way, where was God until now? In exile. In mud. In evil. What is Tshuva Toshuva? It's bringing it back. Okay? This is what's known, before we start the next paragraph, this is what's known as the lower level of Tshuva. You sinned, bottom line, you sinned, thought, speech, or action, you brought Hashem down into evil, now you gotta bring him back up. Okay? Now, how do you get to do Tshuva? What's the key over here to do Tshuva? So he says like this, V'ulam bat, derech ha'emez v'yoshe, the true straight path, the b'chinas Tshuva tato, for the lower level of Tshuva, which is hey tato, now the lower hey of Hashem's name, ein beis devadim derech klal. You need to accomplish two things. And that, because the question is very simple. I understand how I drag God down. How do I get him back up? You know, it's easy to fall into a pit. How do you get back up? That's the question. As somebody once asked, how do you get out of here? How do you climb out of here? He says two things make it happen. Her aleph one is, to awaken mercy from Hashem from above, mimakad rachmim, from the source of mercy, al nishmasei an your neshama, v'nafshe alakis, okay, on your godly soul, shenafla meigra rama, that fell from this high tower. Where does the neshama come from? From this high tower of chaya chayim baruch Hu, the source of life, lebira mikta, to this low pit, heinacholas atuma v'sitrachu, with the chambers of evil. Okay? So what do you gotta do? You know, Rachmanis is a very interesting thing. Mercy awakens love. There's a pasuk, a very strange pasuk. It says, Yaakov asher podas Avraham. Yaakov who redeemed Avraham. Now Yaakov never redeemed Avraham because Avraham wasn't in jail and Yaakov didn't take him out of jail. What is this pasuk saying, Yaakov who redeemed Avraham? So Chassidus explains, when somebody's in captivity, okay, they're not their own boss. Correct? You're in captivity by somebody else. Right. What does Yaakov do? Yaakov's the attribute, now, Avraham Avinu is the attribute of love. Avraham Ohavi. Avraham is chesed. Yitzchok is fear. And Yaakov is mercy. Teferes, Rachmanis. Sometimes the love of the Jew is in captivity. Mean the love of the Jew is not revealed, it's not felt, it's not functioning, it's in jail. Correct? So how do you get that level of love re-revealed? A prisoner can't free themselves. So this is where Yaakov comes in, which redeems Avram. You know, it's an interesting phenomenon. When you have pity on somebody, it awakens a love of them. You know, a lot of social workers end up marrying their clients, or falling in love with their clients. Why? Because the social worker has rachmanis on them, and mercy, pity, awakens love. Now, the love of my neshama is in golos, like he's saying, right? It's concealed, hidden, in jail, in evil. It's not functioning. How do I get this neshama back up? The neshama is sunken into the mud. How do I get it out of the mud? My love of Hashem is not revealed. So what's the Alter Rebbe saying here? The first thing you need to do is awaken mercy from above. We say to Hashem, God, please, just have mercy on me. What happens when Hashem has mercy? he redeems that love that was an evil, he takes out of it. He takes it out. So Hashem helps him basically do tshuva. He takes us out of it. That's the meaning of Yaakov, Asher Pados Avram Yaakov, who redeemed Avram. Yaakov, the attribute of mercy that redeems the soul. And you have this every day in davening, by the way. In davening, it's all, davening is a build-up to a climax, which is really Shmoneh Esrei, the Amidah. Told the Bittul, standing, feet together, no motion, nothing. Yeah. It's a build-up of coming to love Hashem. To Shema Yisrael Hashem, after Hashem Elokecha, right? The ultimate goal is to love Hashem and to fear Hashem. So first you start off with one part of davening, Pesukah de Zimra, making it brief. It speaks about how great God is. Hallelujah, hallelujah, how great is this Hashem. Everybody bows to God, the sun, the moon, everybody's bowing to Hashem. Hashem is super great. Who are we talking to? We're not talking to the godly soul. The Nefesh HaLikis loves God. We're trying to convince the animal soul. You know, B'chol Levavcho, with both souls. Yetzotev and Yetzotev. So, Sukkot is in the first part of davening says, listen, animal soul that you are, the Yetzirah, why don't you realize how great God is? You know, realize the greatness of Hashem. Everything in the world is praising Hashem. That's step number one. Then we come to step number two. Before the Shema, what do we talk about? The angels. These angels are screaming, Kaddish Hashem is holy. This angel is screaming, Baruch Kved Hashem. What do we have to do with the angels? Okay, so Chassidus explains, says in Kabbalah, the source of the animal soul is in the sediment, the junk of the angels. What's the spiritual source of our animal soul? The animals on God's throne. The ox, right? The four animals on Hashem's throne. That's the source, which are malochim, by the way. They're the source of the animal soul. So part two of davening says, you talk to the animal soul, listen, okay, I tried part one to convince you how great God is. If that doesn't work, listen. Your own source, where you come from, this guy screaming Kaddish, and this guy screaming Baruch, your own source is screaming God is holy. So come on, wake up. And then right before Shema is interesting, the last paragraph of Avasalem, right before Shema, what do we say over there? Avinu Avarachman, Father of mercy, Hamarachim was merciful, Rachem no aleinu, have mercy on us. What do we do then? What are we doing then? We try by first explaining logically to the Yetzer Hara how great God is. If that doesn't work, we try stage two. Where you come from is praising God. If that doesn't work, then we say, you know what, God, just have pity on me and wake up myself, wake me up. Because Rachman, and then you come to Shema, you have to, you love Hashem. That's the process of davening. The ladder moving upward in the ultimate climax of loving and fearing Hashem. And then Shemoneh Esrei and Tachlun is, Nefilas Apayim is even greater. But this is the concept of davening. Rachmanis awakens love. So he says, how do you get, you schlept Hashem into evil, how do you get him out? You ask Rachman and Hashem to help you do tshuva. And also, not only on us, which is the source of the neshama, which is from Yudke Vavke. Like we say in the pasuk, v'yashiv al Hashem v'rechamer, you should return to Hashem alav Rachman on you, meaning, le'eder rachmim, to awaken mercy of Hashem, Halashpos Shema Vaya Baruch, and the sustenance of Hashem that we dragged into evil. We tell Hashem, listen, God, you better have Rachmanis on yourself. Look, Nebuch, we slept you into the mud. Yeah? But come on, you gotta have pity on yourself. That we forced Hashem to come down into the level of evil which is impure. Lachayesam, to make evil alive. Because like we learned, remember, evil also exists from Hashem. But when we don't feed evil, it weakens. We feed it, so now evil is strengthened. Through the work of a man and his schemes, umachshaveis of arayis and his evil thoughts. Ukmeshakos, like it says in the Pasik, Melech Asi Berhatim, is the king is bound in rope, but he to mech in the, what does it mean? In the rope of the mind. Okay? V'ibachinus Golos Hashchina, that's the concept of Golos Hashchina. So what are we actually davening in order to do tshuva? We're saying, Hashem, I need help to get out of here. You know the story? A guy goes down, he wants to break into the house, he goes down the chimney, and then he gets stuck. And he says, how do I get out of here? You know, I got myself into hot water, hot chimney. How do I get out of here? And you ask Rachmanis. So that's the first level of tshuva. Pashit, to ask Rachmanis and Hashem to help us out. When is it? Zmana mesugaluza. When's the appropriate time to do this? Is tikkun chatzos. Midnight, you know, when you sit on the floor. We don't do that, but it's okay. Vizash, because of this, what it says in tikkun chatzos. Nafla ateres rishenu. The crown of our head has fallen. Ein alonu, woe is to us, ki chaton, that we sinned. Who caused our head to fall? Because ki chaton, we sinned. We sinned, we're causing Hashem's head to fall. And therefore Hashem is called, Melech Olav, Hashem is humiliated, Bepirkei Hecholos, in the chambers of evil, basically, like the Ramak writes, Ki Ein Lach Elben Godlam, that there's no greater embarrassment. When you take the face of the king, you take the face of the king, and you put it into manure. There's no greater embarrassment for the king. A Jew, by sinning, actually takes the face of God, face of Hashem, and puts him into mud and manure and everything else under the sun. And he says, if a person realizes that, then they awaken, Achmanis, look what I did. You know, God, help, this is what I did. Then Hashem awakens something for you to do tshuva. But without that, you're not going to be able to do tshuva because a prisoner can't get out of prison. And not only that, the prisoner needs to first realize they're in prison. The worst thing, the worst illness is when you don't know you're sick. Because when you know you're sick, then you go to the doctor. If you don't know you're sick, you're not going to go to the doctor. So the person has to realize how bad it was what they did, that they dragged Hashem all the way down into all this garbage.